Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Physical Friday today. You know, I get a lot of questions about how to do workouts on the cheap, right? You want to get back in shape, but you don't want to spend a lot of money at it. I understand. I get it. Gyms can be super expensive and you can build something at home very, very inexpensively that will definitely get you in great shape. One of the best and cheapest tools that there is a jump rope. And a jump rope, there's lots of different types of jump ropes, but I've got three different types right here. So we're going to talk about how you would pick a jump rope. And, you know, the good thing about it is that you don't have to just pick one over the other. It's not an either or. You can have both because these things are actually the cheapest thing you're going to get and one of the most useful because you can take a jump rope anywhere that you go. I have a jump rope in all my travel bags. I got a jump rope in my truck. I've got a jump rope all over the place because if I get in a pinch at a hotel room, you know, at a place where there's not an opportunity to run or not an opportunity to do much else, I can usually get in a great workout with a jump rope and maybe incorporate some burpees and push-ups and pull-ups and other things too. So let's talk about the different types of jump ropes that you have and how you would select one and the right kind. So the one that I have in my hand right here, this is your typical cheapest jump rope that there probably is. A lot of people call this a licorice rope. Some people call it a jelly rope. But this rope is basically made out of PVC, and it is just a thin kind of rope. Nothing to it, really. Just you'd see it on a bunch of playgrounds. You'd see it at grammar schools. You'd see it at boxing gyms, at wrestling matches, all kinds of stuff like this. This one's super cheap. You can get it at buyjumpropes.com. That's where I usually buy my jump ropes. There's really nothing to it. This is, says licorice 9 foot blue short handle. So this is what it looks like when it comes in the package. You can get them from really anywhere. It doesn't matter where you get it or whether you call it a jelly rope or a licorice rope. What you're looking for in a jelly rope is a rope that's cheap, because in the wintertime, sometimes when it does get cold, it will break here. Sometimes after you do a lot of jumping, you'll get this breaking right here by the handle. Okay, so the way that you're going to determine how long your jump rope should be is by stepping in the middle of the jump rope and holding this jump rope up to your chest. Now, this one is a little bit long. This should come right underneath my armpit, right? So at the bottom of the handle is over my armpit right now. So there's a couple of different things you can do. If you wanted to, you could adjust it from the back. They have some really easy adjustments right there. But if you want to do it really super fast and easy, you just tie an overhand knot in the rope. You can tie it on both sides, and I should be getting pretty close to the right length for me. That shortened it up quite a bit. I'll probably put one more knot in the rope itself, and these knots don't have any effect on the jump rope whatsoever. So I have two knots in one side, one in the other side, and that's about the right size where the rope is going to come right to my underarm, and that's a good size for the rope. So with this rope, this is a good general rope. You're going to be able to do singles, double unders. You're going to be able to do a lot of different tricks like crossovers and all kinds of other things that you can learn. A jelly rope or a licorice rope is a great all-around rope. It's a great travel rope. It's a great rope because it's very cheap, and if you break it or lose it or forget it, it's really not that big a deal. I can get these, if I order enough of them, I can get them for about $1.50. If you're buying one, sometimes you'll see them at, you know, $7 or $8. but probably anywhere has them. So that's one style of jump rope. Another style of jump rope is a beaded jump rope. Now, a beaded jump rope has these plastic beads over the top of a nylon cord. And a beaded jump rope is good for a couple of different things. This one is really good for learning the tricks, like the crossovers, the side-to-side, the double unders, doing what's called a mick release, where you actually let go of one side of the rope, and then you can catch it again and start jumping. There's lots of different tricks that you can do. We're going to talk also about where you can learn how to do these tricks. But as you're learning how to do, to jump rope, a beaded rope is a really good one because it's a little bit heavy, and you get a good feel of the rope like that. So this is a beaded rope. They're a little bit more expensive, and again, you would do about the same way to size the rope. You should step on the middle of it. It should come up to about your underarm. As you get better and better and better, and you're doing more and more tricks with the jump rope, you can shorten the rope and become more efficient. But when you're first starting, I don't know, at least for me, about to your underarm is good. Now, if you're a CrossFitter or you're a boxer, a wrestler, jiu-jitsu, somebody that an offensive lineman, they always say that offensive linemen should jump rope. That's one of the best things for, you know, a big guy to get more bounce, more light on your feet. It's a really good thing to do. You have another style of rope. This one is the most expensive style of rope. This is a wire rope, and these ropes are made for double unders. Now, a double under is when you jump once and you pass the rope underneath your feet twice. And the double under, again, I can measure it out to about my underarm. These are a little trickier to order. When you order them, you need to already know what this measurement is to your underarm, and they will ask you that when you order one. And then they come kind of already crimped, just like we do, you know, with fishing stuff, crimped at the end. And then these handles, the reason that they're really good for double unders is because these handles spin. They have a ball bearing inside of the handle, just like our fishing reels. And the more expensive rope, the more ball bearings, the more this thing will spin. The faster it spins, the easier it is to do double unders, at least for some people. So a wire rope spins faster. You can get more turns easier with the wire rope. So a lot of CrossFitters will be using this. As soon as the workout calls for double unders, you'll see them all go for their wire rope, which is custom fit to them, and they're able to do it. Now, if you find a wire rope, these don't do as well or well at all if you tie these in a knot. So I don't really suggest tying these in a knot as much as the jelly rope, or even the beaded rope. So these are the type of rope where you want to get the right size, and you want to kind of go with that. So the wire rope, best for double unders. The beaded rope, best for learning tricks and general jumping. And the jelly rope, best value and the best for a general all-around rope. You can do double unders, you can do tricks, you can do all kinds of stuff with that one. It's also the cheapest. So add a jump rope to your workout room, to your travel bag, to your truck, to wherever you think you're going to be when you need a workout. And man, I'll tell you what, it is fantastic. Now, if you want to learn more about jump rope and tricks that you can do, and you want to see some people that can really jump, there's a couple of resources I've got. Buddy Lee is a wrestler. He was a college wrestler, and then he got really into the jump rope world, and he even has his own ropes and all kinds of stuff. You can look up Buddy Lee on Instagram, on YouTube, all over the place on the internet, and check out what he does. He's amazing with a jump rope, and he also goes into how to jump with a lot of intensity. He felt like you need to train like you're going to fight, and he was a wrestler, and so he wanted to use the jump rope with a lot of intensity. Another girl that I follow on Instagram, her name is Lauren Jumps, and during COVID, she just got a jump rope and started to try to learn some tricks in her backyard, And she has gotten hundreds of thousands of followers, and she's gotten to be very good with the jump rope. I've learned quite a few tricks and things from her. Those are two really good resources. There's another girl named Tori. She's like a multiple time world champion. I can't remember what her Instagram is right now, but I'll put it in the notes. And then also there's a guy from Australia that I think they call him the jump rope guy, and he's very good. And all of these Instagram accounts, one of the things that's really, really good about them is if you're trying to learn a crossover, or you're trying to learn the Mick release, or you're trying to learn how to do a double under, they go into slow motion, and they have each one of these has tutorials about how you can do this better. And the slow motion really, really, really helps. So Instagram, again, is changing everything. You can learn how to do just about anything better there. You can cast a fly rod better. You can jump rope better. So go check those out and add a jump rope to your garage gym for a little variety and certainly a very economical and effective piece of gear. All right. See you next week.